Chapter 6. The First Months of Life, in which the monster tells his story. It is very difficult for me when I think about how my life began. Everything was new and frightening to me. All at once, I could feel, see, smell, and hear, and I did not know what to do. I started to move, and I discovered that I could walk. I went outside, but before I left your apartment, I saw some clothes. I was cold and knew that I wanted to be covered, so I put them on. I walked and walked for hours until I came to the forest at Ingolstadt. I felt very hungry and thirsty, so I found and ate some very small fruits and drank from the river. After that, I fell down on the ground and went to sleep. Of course, it got dark, and when I awoke, I felt frightened and lost. I sat on the ground and began to cry. Later, I saw a round, white thing in the sky, and the beautiful light that came from it gave me hope. I lived very simply in the forest, learning about myself and my body. I heard the wonderful song of birds, and I survived by eating leaves and plants. I saw how another great circle in the sky rose up each day and gave a very bright yellow light, then slowly came down again and seemed to die. Then, one evening, I found something hot and very bright on the ground. I think it had been left by some men. I warmed myself by it and watched it for a long time. But when I reached out and touched it, I felt something horrible and I pulled my hand back with a cry. I studied the hot thing carefully and saw that it was made of pieces of wood. I picked up as much wood as I could from the forest and put some on and near the fire. That was how I learned about fire and how it worked. But I was not experienced enough to keep it alive for longer than a day or two. I had also found an old coat near the fire. I used this to keep me dry when there was water coming down from the sky. Many days passed, and I found it difficult to keep warm and find more food. It seemed to be getting colder, and I started to see lots of very cold, white areas on the ground. I started walking again, and several days later, the snow had covered the ground everywhere I looked. Then, one morning, I found something square with a kind of door in it. I did not know it then, but it was a small hut. I gently pushed the door open and went in. An old man was sitting inside it, next to a fire, over which he was cooking his breakfast. When he turned and saw me, he screamed loudly, then jumped up and ran past me out of the hut. I liked the hut. It was warm and dry, and there was no snow inside it. I was very hungry, so I ate all the food I could find there as quickly as I could. There was bread, cheese, and milk, and I loved the taste and feel of these things in my mouth. With my stomach now full, I lay down next to the fire and slept. When I woke up, I left the hut and kept walking across the fields. Some hours later, I arrived at a small village. I was excited to see the vegetables growing in the gardens, and outside some of the cottage windows, I also saw milk and cheese. I opened the door of one cottage and walked inside, but I had only just put my foot inside when the children there screamed in horror and one of the women fainted and fell to the floor. Soon everyone in the village was outside, shouting and running after me, and some of them threw stones at me. I ran away from them and out into the country again. Later that day, I found a very small wooden hut that was next to a small cottage. There was nothing inside the hut, and it had no door. I picked up some pieces of wood from around the garden and used them to cover the place where a door would be, and I used plants to make the inside of it more comfortable. Although the little hut seemed to be beginning to fall down, it was built against the cottage, and the stones felt warm when I touched them. It was where the fire was inside the cottage, so I could sit next to the wall and keep myself warm. I did not want to frighten the people in the cottage, so I stayed inside the hut at first. There was a small hole that I could look through, and I watched as a young woman and a young man walked around outside the cottage. They wore simple clothes and looked kind. Later, when it began to get dark, I realized that there was a window in the wall inside my hut, but that it was covered with lots of pieces of wood. I carefully moved some of them, and then, through a small hole, I could see into the cottage. It was very simple inside, and I could see an old man. He seemed very sad and was sitting with his head in his hands. Later, he picked something up and started to touch it. And it was then I heard something beautiful, which was similar to the sound I had heard the birds making in the forest. I saw the three people looking at each other and smiling, and I felt something I had not felt before. There was a strange mixture of happiness and pain inside me. It was a strong feeling, and I had to look away from them. I lived this way for a long time, watching the family and learning about their lives and how they talked to each other. I really wanted to share in their music and to hear everything they said to each other. But I was too scared to show myself. Instead, I only came out of my hut in quiet moments when I took pieces of food. Once I stole a small cup so that I could drink more easily from a little river nearby. The young man and woman worked very hard, but they did not have much food to eat. I came to understand that they were very poor, and that they had a more difficult life than the people in the village. I also slowly realized that the old man was blind and could see nothing at all.